Life on Tap, episode 138.
Meet me at the bar. We're gonna get loaded, so don't bring your car. Meet me at the bar. You better make it there, no matter where you are. Friday night after a long ass week of work. Your coworkers are morons, your boss a fucking jerk.
All right, welcome to another special edition of Life on Tap. Back again, Jers. Today we're going to be trying the first. We're going to be doing kind of a hop series. I guess we're doing. This is the Drank Double X Bitter. This is what they call the hoppiest beer of Belgium. Wevelgem. I'm not sure. It's spelled Wevelgem, but Wevelgem, Belgium. They recommend. There's the best of bottling, but it's not on here. It's not marked properly or whatnot, but it weighs in around 6%, it says on the side of the bottle here, so you'll have to see. A Belgian Golden Ale.
That's a nice light color.
Yeah. It's got a little more of a head on mine, but it's got a good amount of carbonation.
Body looks light.
Yeah. I'm getting the what I call the deli smell off of it.
Why a deli smell?
Because it reminds me of a mixture of like pickles and like rye bread.
Yeah, it's a lot like the German influence beers.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I definitely see how they call it, the way they call this the hoppiest beer in Belgium, because the hop bitterness you're getting on this is nothing like any other, because every other Belgian, like the highest IBUs is like very, it's still very, very low comparatively to even just pale ales in the US. So this is
almost like they mix two beers together.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
You can taste two beers,
and then
you can taste a hoppy beer, and you can taste a more
Belgian,
traditional European type influences.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think the mouthfeel is really interesting. I really like it. I'm trying to remember, I've had some Duranks like before, but like I don't know if I've had this one before. Not that I can remember, because I've had other Durank ales or whatnot, but I don't think I've had this one. But because I would think I would have remembered something like this. Overall, it's really tasty. I mean, again, you know, for it's definitely like, you know, a kind of a different detour from other Belgian ales. So I think it's definitely worth a try if you can find it. You know, I don't know if you can get it out there or how commercially available this is, but good thing to try though for sure. All right, we're back for beer number two. This is from Laughing. This is the Laughing Dog Brewing India Pale Ale. They're from Sandpoint, ID, Idaho. Wow. So this is probably one of my first few Idaho beers, so which is good. I'll briefly read this on the side because it's kind of cute. A profound love of hops and a big bruise led to our IPA. A little over the top, it's a hophead's dream come true. Intense hop aroma and strong malt body are followed by a smooth, clean finish. Generous amounts of Pacific Northwest malted barley, along with some of the best hops from the field of Yakima, have come together to create an IPA that is very hoppy but very balanced, with complex malt flavors served cool, not ice cold, to retain rich hop aroma. This is the thing I wanted to say. This is the beer that says, don't mess with me, I'm a bad dog. That's really kind of goes right along the line with their whole marketing trend, which is hilarious. Whoa! All right, okay. Much more orange on this color as opposed to the Drunk from before. Still hazy there. So
it's not the glass either.
Yeah,
citrus.
Well, it's total citrus. I get like this weird like almost an orange marmalade note off of it. It's like when it combines with the malt, it has like that weird like citrus meets sweetness, but knowing that, we definitely know what to expect probably on the taste though. Wow, that is really well balanced. Sometimes like when I hear like people say, oh, it's a well balanced IPA, I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean, you know? But in this case, it really does, you know, because the aroma was very powerful as it was, but it was not like, you know, a smacking in the face like California West Coast pale ale, IPA. So and the mouthfeel on this is nice too. It's not like, you know, uberly heavy.
Yep.
I mean, it's hoppy, but it's not like, you know,
slimy.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's really nice.
There's an aftertaste. It's almost like caramel.
Yeah, but that must be like the malts that they're using. It's really nice. Like, there are a lot of IPAs out there that like I'd say quintessentially can go with something like with food even. But this is, I think you could work with something with this. I mean, definitely something with a bit of fried something in it.
I think this would be drinkable for somebody that isn't really a hophead either, because of the balance. It goes very
smooth. Yeah, absolutely.
So it doesn't hit you in the face.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, I'd say you're a craft beer drinker, if you don't like, if you're not like crazy into hops, like, you know, a la Hop Stupid or something like that, you know, then this is still accessible. There's anything to learn, I guess, from this is it's definitely the idea that since they're using a lot of local or more local ingredients from like Yakima, providing at least an idea of not only the brewer itself but also like what they're doing with those ingredients. So it's kind of the beer terroir that, you know, I some people like to speak about. So I definitely kind of feel that coming from this. It's big, it's hoppy, but it's not like, you know, not gonna, you know, tear your face off with that. So which is nice. So this, you like hops though, you know, this is not that bad a dog then. All right, we're back for beer number three. This is the Sly Fox, the Pennsylvania 113. I guess it would be the IPA. Complex beers brewed with a variety of British, German, and Pacific Northwest hops. Every sip will remind you just why you fell in love with craft beer in the first place. Original gravity is 16.4 Plato, 113 IBUs, so that's definitely not shy, and 7% alcohol, so...
And it comes in cans.
That's a key.
Which is great for taking to the beach where they don't allow
bottles. And they got the date, the Best Buy date on the bottom of that. I didn't see that before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's November 15th, 2011, so you got plenty of time. Roysford, Pennsylvania. Where is that in relation to?
It's somewhere near Philadelphia.
It's near Philadelphia. So
close enough for a trip one day.
Wow, that's definitely...
Even darker than the last one.
Yeah.
Definitely much clearer and redder.
Yeah.
Wait till the bubbles clear up there, you'll see.
Wow, yeah, it's definitely got a much much more bit of a reddish hue to it.
And a nice...
Big, thick head. Wow. You still got citrus on this one, just like the Laughing Dog. I guess that's...
The Laughing Dog has more nose.
Yeah, it's got a much stronger nose. I still kind of do get like a hint of almost like tree sap.
That's hops.
Wow, yeah. It still has balance to it.
It's well balanced, but it's not shy about the hops.
Well, not at all. So if you don't like hops, I would definitely stay away from this for sure. But I think that, you know, especially, you know, having this in the can,
yeah.
you know,
take the Bud Light to the beach for your friends and you take this for yourself.
Exactly. And I think on the mouthfeel, it's like, it feels very, very crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And dry on the finish, which is nice. So it's like, because there's some, like I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't, like, have, it, like, say, an Imperial IPA outside. Like, I wouldn't have, like, a Maharaja.
It's very sticky. It's...
Yeah. And, like, but this, I think, you could still have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could conceivably see people drinking one of these while hanging out outside of Rutgers, outside the grease trucks.
Huh?
You know? I could conceivably see people eat it. Because I think if you have some... Because they make the sandwiches with the French fries right on it.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that, like, grease, you know, I feel like this kind of... The IPA, the hops would definitely meet that grease, so to speak.
But this was nice on the beach. I had my little toy guitar and...
Nice.
Sat back and had a couple of these and watched the waves.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, you might be able to do that on the after 113 in Pennsylvania, but but you know, you could probably definitely hang out by your pool or whatever the case is with it. That's the case. So. But it's really tasty, and we'll be back for the final beer. Okay, we're here for the last beer of the tasting here. It is the Arcadia Ales, the London Porter. It's a bottle-conditioned ale, Battle Creek, Michigan. Just trying to see if there's anything else. That's premium English two-row malted barley is used in this. With premium Pacific Northwest hops. What does it say the ABV here? This bottle condition, I guess it might not list it, I guess. Because I'm not seeing it. Yeah, not seeing it. So I'm guessing that because it's bottle conditioned, it doesn't necessarily have to list it, maybe. Because it might be different of enough percentages in the bottle, I guess.
It's like a porter.
Yep. Yep. So it's color and consistency. I mean, it poured a little lighter than I thought it was going to pour. Oh, it's still fairly dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got the tan head. Yeah,
licorice.
Yeah, I get caught, but I get like licorice and like a hint of coffee. Yeah, not as much roastiness as I thought there would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the licorice is pretty powerful.
It's something else.
Pine resin. Yeah, that's the pine resin thing is definitely straight on for me. I'm definitely getting that same kind of note on there. See, I can't tell, but it's funny because I can't tell if it's like pleasant or if it's like just it's off, because for me, you know.
I'm not sure. When I had this before, I liked it.
I mean, it is bottle conditioned, so there could be a reasonable degree of bottle variation between different bottles, I'm guessing. I like the mouthfeel, though. I think it's definitely, you know, it's something, it's, you know, for, I mean, there's some porters out there that are pretty thin, and this is pretty, it's got a good body to it, I think.
Not real thick like a robust porter, but.
Right. You know, still pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
The mid palate for me is like where it really, I think it really is where it really sings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the malt definitely kind of takes a big role in the mid palate right there. And for me, that really is where it sings. I'm trying to think like what I would you know eat with this in this regard, because I feel like I wouldn't necessarily go like full like with a full body meat on this. Maybe
I don't know. I think this would go well with a nice medium rare burger with cheddar.
Burger, yeah, I definitely go
barbecue
burger.
Barbecue sauce and bacon.
Yeah, applewood smoked bacon.
Yeah,
I definitely. Something
it would hold its own there.
Yeah, I think it could definitely do that. I mean, I mean, at the same time, you know, because of the resin and the fruity ester element that we were talking about before, I wouldn't necessarily. You know, there's some gamey meats depending on how it's prepared. You know, it might be interesting with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd say maybe like a prune based sauce with something might be interesting with this. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but yeah, but it's definitely. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily put this up against like, you know, a peppered steak, but I definitely would, you know, or porterhouse, haha. But you know,
I think it would go well with anything with barbecue.
Barbecue, I think would be. I think that between like the resiny minerality elements, mm-hmm. I think definitely go well with that. Okay, well that's it for this episode, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
So if you reach us on the web, it's www.lifeontap.com. You can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.com. Check me out in the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I'm newtype2001. Anywhere from me up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DanOnTap. And please like us up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/LifeOnTap. And on Untap, I'm Dan Untap. You can want to find me up there. Hope things are going really well for you guys out there. And remember, let's untap. Drink up till it's dry.
Drinking beer. Oh yeah, she's the one. That's right now. Bubblegum.